This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. I don't know if you heard. Big news here. Election day.
What?
Has come and gone. And not just for the president, but depending where you live, your governor, school superintendent, attorney general, treasurer, commissioner of public lands, all types of bills, and on it goes. And while you can vote any way you want, inevitably, the country played one big game of would you rather, right? That's basically what we sat down and did last night. Now, that concept inspired us to ask ourselves all kinds of different would you rather questions, and not would you rather this person or that person hold this or that office, or would you rather have your tax dollars go to this or that, but the hard-hitting would you rather questions, like would you rather be itchy for the rest of your life or sticky? Would you rather have spinach stuck in your teeth all day or toilet paper stuck to your shoe? Would you rather fight one bear-sized duck or 10 duck-sized bears? I still don't have an answer for that one. And would you rather only use used toothbrushes or used underwear? Like I said, today we're bringing the hard-hitting questions, and we're going to ask you on our first ever random would you rather question. You see, what you do is you give us a call, and we want to find out where you stand on some very simple would you rather. There's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. There's only your answer. So give us a call for the Men's Room random would you rather question.
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Oh, but Charles, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,214. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeats, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people doing bad crap in the news every week. You bring us three stories. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. How are we looking this week on Who Sucks Less?
It's not the worst stuff, but like anything, it's not good. We have a crooked banker. All right.
Oh, wow.
We have a disgruntled Disney employee. I believe it's Mickey Mouse. And finally, a drunk golfer making drunk golfer decisions.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. I've seen that every once in a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet you know something about that.
Yeah, I sure have.
Wow, that's fact.
Who Sucks Less is coming up. Also, we do have some updated locations on the Men's Room Holidays Holiday Porter from Black Raven Brewing. In limited release, only available on draft. And the locations keep, so to speak, pouring in. So we'll give you those coming up. Hopefully you can find a place close to you and enjoy a delicious Men's Room Holidays Holiday Porter on draft from Black Raven Brewing. And today, we're going to try something completely different. A would-you-rather question. Steve, as you so eloquently stated in the beginning of the show, we all had a choice to make yesterday.
Yeah, it was like America's would you rather.
But you know what those choices were. Today, when you call in, you're not going to know the choices until we give them to you.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to make a split-second decision.
Can you do it?
On what you would pick.
Because these are very important questions.
So, like anything, we're just throwing this out here, seeing if this thing works today.
One question now for you guys. All right?
All right.
You have slept with a man's wife.
Okay.
Now, maybe you don't know it at the time, either way, you guys had sex. Now, the door opens and her husband has opened a door and sees you in bed with his wife.
Okay.
Mike Tyson or Conor McGregor?
Whoa.
Mike Tyson.
You're taking Tyson?
I'm taking Tyson every time.
I'm with Miles. I
no
take Tyson.
Tyson, without question.
Yeah.
Why do you say without question?
All right, look.
McGregor's nuts.
Well, okay, but
they're
more
both
to it.
Nuts.
Tyson's nuts.
No.
I think Mike Tyson is crazier than Conor. So Conor McGregor, this is my thought.
Nah.
Conor McGregor beats my ass. There's no question about it. But when he's
he
done.
He kills you, man.
I think Mike Tyson kills you. I do. Like, out of the two, honestly, I feel like Mike Tyson, he will beat you until you die. Where Conor McGregor, maybe he's going to make you do something horrible that you don't want to talk about later, but I feel like at some point he will stop.
I will check in with Ted on this. Ted, what is Conor McGregor's thing right now?
Cocaine and booze?
All right, thank you. What is Mike Tyson's thing right now?
Weed.
Weed.
Meditation.
Just based on the state of mind
when
a person walks in the door.
All right.
All right. Allegedly, if he's... Mike Tyson admits to smoking weed. He's got a podcast about it. As far as Conor McGregor, he's going to be drinking Irish whiskey, and he's probably on some type of upper as far as a drug is concerned. His rationale is not as mature, so to speak. And I'm not saying, look, Mike has come a long way.
But
Conor McGregor has not. So the difference is with age and maturity and respect for other people, Mike Tyson, you know...
You're sleeping with his wife.
He's already... He almost beat Brad Pitt's ass in the same situation. But he did.
Mike Tyson?
Yes.
Wait, what was going on? What happened there?
He came home and Brad Pitt was having sex with Robin Givens.
Are you serious?
Yes, and he did not beat his ass. There's already proof of this.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Now,
Mike Tyson came home. There's a man sleeping with his wife.
Now, Brad Pitt bolted out the back door.
Yeah, I would too.
Like most intelligent people would. But he's already...
And it was his ex-wife.
It is, but he's still over at her house. It's still...
Okay, Brad, at least waited for it to be an ex.
Okay.
I think... Now, see, that changes things. You're not happy about it, but there's a difference if my wife and I divorce and I come home and you're laying in bed with her. I'm like, come on, man. But if I come home now and you're laying in bed, it's like, okay, there's an ass whipping. Like,
Conor McGregor is a loose cannon. Mike Tyson used to be, but I would have to think, even though he still has some of those tendencies.
Yes, he does.
Like anything else with age, a lot of that somewhat dissipates.
I want to hear Ted's side on this. Is this out of fear of Mike Tyson, or is this out of lack of fear of Conor McGregor?
That's a tough one. It is not a lack of fear. Conor McGregor would absolutely pummel me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, both of them will kill you.
They'll kill you, but different
ways. Somehow I could reason with McGregor.
All right, okay.
Really?
Look, I'm where Ted is, and it's like, look, physically, we don't have a chance against either of these guys. This is understood.
Wait on the Irish or what?
But I do feel like I could maybe talk Mike Tyson out of, like, I feel like Mike Tyson, at least I can convince him that I didn't know or she, you know what I mean? You try to mind trick him. Where Conor McGregor, he's not. I don't think he's so dumb. People are like, bro, you know exactly what you did, and you know exactly what's coming.
Would you rather fight someone who is just a stand-up pounder of a fighter or a ground-and-pound guy? So in other
stand-up fighter.
I would just rather take on the boxer outside of the MMA guy just based on those two sports and what they're capable of doing.
But here's the thing. Mike Tyson is still going to take me down.
I think MMA is more dangerous.
I believe that it is.
As far as the pain that they can inflict on you.
But when Mike Tyson hits me, either way, you're going to the ground. Now, I understand Conor McGregor is trained in the ground game. I'm not a professional fighter. He doesn't need all his training. Mike Tyson, not trained in the ground game, but I get the feeling he'd beat my ass.
He would beat your ass, but Conor McGregor would try to have sex with you after he knocked you out.
That's the part where I was saying. He's going to make you do
something.
Not
only that, bloody, but I took your virginity.
Right.
That's what I worry about with McGregor.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yes, you don't know when he's going to stop.
Oh, it's a threesome.
He's definitely going to tap you out.
No, stay there.
Yeah. The parts of the devil's triangle now, boy.
Right? He's like a ghost if you sleep with your mouth open. You know, I don't want that scenario.
And he would.
I know, it's what I'm saying.
Puts a tin in your mouth.
Dude, he is insane right now. Again, all this stuff is alleged, but like... I feel like he locks that door and it's like, now you can't leave. And it's like, what? Just beat me up.
He beat me up. I had sex with him. I had to drink goldfish water. I mean, he's the kind of guy. Yeah.
So our random question, would you rather question, 206-803-RIDE.
I like a texter, actually, has a brilliant take on this. They say the correct answer is the one with the hottest wife because both are going to kill me.
Okay. All right.
Fair enough.
Either way, you're not getting out of this alive. Yeah, whoever's
hotter.
Fair enough. Let's see. Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Can you hear me all right?
Oh, we got you.
Yeah.
Aaron, welcome to the program. Okay. The first ever random would you rather question. Let's see.
Okay.
Would you rather look 10 years older from the neck up or the neck down? Would you rather look 10 years older from the neck up or the neck down?
Neck down.
Neck down. Okay. How old are you right now?
I'm 43.
Okay.
Man.
Yes.
Okay, so here's my thought, Aaron. And look, so there's no right or wrong answer, but I look at you and I'm like, that's a good looking 43-year-old woman, right? And you decide you like me, we're at the bar, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're going to have that night. The romance comes, yeah. Take off your bra, and these things bounce off the floor. I mean,
at 53, though, well, I don't think we're there just yet.
I don't think you're quite there, but like the 10 years between 43 and 53, I can say this from the gray pubes I find on myself, significant things start to happen from the neck down.
Okay, here's the difference. With your body, if you just apply yourself, which is not easy to do, you can somewhat reverse that mechanism if you work out, if you eat well. You can't change. I mean, you could go in and get cosmetic surgery, I guess, but from
Botox,
from a natural perspective, if you take one or the other. Okay, how about this? Would you rather look 10 years younger from the neck up or 10 years younger from the neck down?
Ooh.
I'm happy with my face right now, so I guess the neck down. I'm pretty active, too, so I'm not worried about 53.
Well, did you weigh less then? In other words, have you gained weight in the last 10 years?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yes, I have.
You're 43, the answer is yes.
Look, we all gain weight, at least.
I lost about 35 pounds in the last year.
Oh, wow, really? Nice. Congratulations. How did you do that?
Thanks.
Severed an arm.
Stress, hiking, working out.
Yeah, stress helps everyone lose weight.
Hiking and working. Well, how much working out do you do? Because that's a lot of weight.
I hike and do Zumba and I do like a rock climbing thing. I'm trying to get into my climbing, so I like multiple times a week.
It's like, then you basically have no body fat. I've never seen a heavy rock climber.
To get back into that sport takes a lot of discipline.
You definitely. Where's this body fat on your body? Gut, butt, different. Okay,
yes.
Different places. Just whatever. Okay. Right. By the way,
the good places.
What exactly is Zumba? Like, I've always heard the term, but I don't even know what I'm doing.
It vacuums your house.
It's like a Latin dance exercise.
Oh, something I'll never do then. All right.
Well, if you could learn Latin dance, I mean, that's gonna parlay itself into other situations. So
it's kind of fun.
You've done Zumba?
Yeah.
Like once.
I love it.
Is it like Lambada?
Ooh. It can be.
All right. And do you have a partner when you're doing this? Or is this solo?
No.
Solo.
It's like a fitness class.
It's a class.
All right.
Mm. It's like a dance studio.
I do it on the Wii, though. I mostly do it on the Wii.
You still use your Wii?
You still have a Wii?
I do.
Dude,
I love it.
I'm jealous, man, because Ted got me one for my wedding, and I probably had it for about 12 to 15 years before I finally burned out, and it killed me, man, because I was bowling every night, man. Mm-hmm.
Bowling and tennis.
My kid is currently playing Mario Kart with his dad right now.
I don't know what it is about the Wii, but you're right. Tennis, to the point I am sweating.
How old is that, Yuta? 10, 15 years?
Oh, I don't know.
And you've never broken
a
TV?
A long time.
You've never thrown a controller? Nope. Nothing like that? You've never had a Wii moment? All right.
Now, if you want to break your TV, get an Oculus. We got that for my son a couple years ago, and you always think you have space. And even when you're looking through the thing, if you look down to the floor, it's about a 6-foot circle around you, right? And you try to stay in a circle, but because of the way your brain processes what it's seeing, you inevitably just move out of the way. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, his fist probably hit the TV, and it just got to the point where I'm like, do it somewhere else. The bad thing about that is he now does it in the kitchen between the dining room table and the island. So you're trying to watch TV, and there's this kid playing with his Oculus in there, and it's distracting because the doorway, it's always right in front of the doorway, but also it does not matter who you are. If you are playing the Oculus, you look like an insane person to everyone looking at you.
Did you guys get the football game?
No.
The NFL game.
Did not get the football game.
Worth it. It is a ton of fun.
Okay, I just heard something about that it's really good. Maybe that'll be a Christmas gift. Since you're in the car listening.
Mm-hmm. How'd you blow out your knee?
Dude, I'm telling you, I've punched walls. We've almost knocked down pictures. We've tripped over chairs.
Is it as disorienting as, like, a VR you do, like, at, like, a gaming center?
Sort of. And the thing, it's not that you feel disoriented. It's that you don't understand where your physical body is in relation to the rest of your home or whatever, right? So you're in control of your limbs. But, like, if you're doing the boxing thing, right, they throw a punch at you, instinctively you move your head. It's not like it hurts, but then you throw a punch, but realize you're now 1 foot away from your wall.
All right.
Right? So it's just, oh, God damn it.
So you actually feel the pain.
Yeah, that you do feel the pain, yeah.
Random would you rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hit him in the forehead.
Hello, Michael. Hello, Michael. Yo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
putos.
Hola.
Michael, how are you? Welcome to the random would you rather question. Here we go. All right. Would you rather be able to speak all languages or be able to speak to all animals?
I'd say the animals.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Now, here's my only question about that, right? So you're going on safari.
Okay? Yes, I am.
So you can speak to the animals. You do all the stuff.
Very impressive, by the way.
But just like speaking to people, you communicate with this lion, and the lion basically telepaths back to you. It's nice to meet you, too, but I'm going to eat you. Like, yeah. Does it help you with the animals? You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, like, I mean, you back to Mike Tyson. Does it? I mean, we can speak his language.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So
I'm taking... At least you know what the meanest animal is thinking.
Well,
so that way, you know, the one that's going to really... F you up.
Well, you know, it might come in handy, right? Because they say, like, hippos and rhinos, super territorial. That's why they usually attack. But if you can say, hey, buddy, I didn't know I was on your property. Give me a second. I will leave. Maybe they don't.
Exactly.
But the chances of running into those animals is slim. Whereas, like,
people.
You meet people from all over the world all the time. I think knowing all the languages would be amazing.
I'm right there with Ted. I'll tell you why. Because the fact of the matter is, look. The most dangerous animal on this planet we know is a human being.
Correct.
You're more than likely, if you die, other than old age, you're going to die at the hands of someone else. If that's the situation, not. I mean, yes, people die of shark attacks and bear attacks and everything else, but those are few and far between. If you can talk to animals, all right, I guarantee you that within 6 months of being able to do this, you will become a vegan. And the reason is, because any cow, man. Any chicken, any fish, you know, be like, dude, why did you eat my brother?
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah, but the other animals eat meat too.
Well, I understand that, but if I can communicate with these animals,
they don't feel any guilt about it.
They're
you know, that's
their danger for me is the fact that I'm going to eat them.
All right, let me break it down to something simpler.
All right,
I'm not trying to sleep with animals.
You know what, Ted? You just knocked it out of the park.
All right.
That, you know what? That is, you're right. In the end. Yeah, I can talk to the horse, but I'm not attracted.
Why not?
Bradley Cooper ain't out there talking to animals.
Why not?
Man. He's
right.
French.
He speaks French. Thank you. Right? Like, I wasn't in Germany. Like, damn, wish I could speak to the squirrel.
More of the random would you rather question coming up, 206-803.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Iraq.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
2-5 KISW proudly presenting live night, Friday night, December 13th. We will see you at Showbox Soto. Everything we do will be live, and you'll be a part of that in our live studio audience. Big Dummy, Bad Choice Friday.
A holiday inspired Big Dummy. By the way, I don't people call like Thanksgiving to Christmas the holidays. All holidays. It could be July 4th. It could be Memorial Day. It could be Flag Day, mofo.
Yep. Daily Migs morning show and the Men's Room broadcasting live. That includes all the commercials, everything live on stage, including the new originals, all the music, all the commercials, and all broadcast live. Tickets are on sale now, KISW.com. All right, today it is the random Would You Rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Richard. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Richard, welcome to the program. Okay, Richard, here you go. Would you rather be able to see boobs for the rest of your life, but not see butts, or see butts for the rest of your life and never be able to see boobs? So, in other words, if you have a girlfriend, you can never see her boobs. There's a woman walking down the street that you find attractive. You can't see her boobs. You go to a strip club, you can't see boobs. But you could pick butts. And never see butts again. So is it going to be you'll never see boobs or you will never see butts again?
Well, I love my wife's breasts, so I'm going to choose boobs.
You're going to say boobs.
All right.
Okay. All right.
You know, I've given this some thought. But this includes, like, every woman that you see, right? Not just your partner.
Right.
But, well, okay. So while I'm a massive fan of both boobs and butts, in this scenario, if I'm blind to one, I'm going to take boobs. just hear me out. The simple reason is, I see my wife every day. That's great. But there's a ton of beautiful women walking around the city every day. There's beautiful bartenders when you go to the bar. And yes, as a normal guy, I'm probably looking at her boobs. But at some point, they're going to do the, hey, my eyes are up here, or you can't stare too long. The beauty of checking out someone's ass is that you can stare at it as long as you want. Because they don't know. That's the only reason. Because if I'm walking down, like, you'll see an attractive woman walking toward you. I recognize she has great boobs, but I can't stare at her boobs like an old intern.
Would you rather see five great butts in one day or just one pair of boobs?
I would like a great pair of boobs, but just for the purposes of being able to stare and really soak it in, I got to take butts. And honestly, it just comes down to the attractive person on the street. You know, or at a sporting event. Like, I can't just stare at the boobs because eventually either her boyfriend walks over and punches me or she's like, dude, seriously?
But most of the time, if women want to show you those, they are wearing the attire where they are visible.
Sure, sure.
So, obviously, there is an element to that already. If a woman is dressed kind of provocatively, and you do get a chance to see either some, you know, any type of
cleavage, whatever you're going for,
you're like, whoa, and it makes you happy.
It does, every time.
But throw us a good point. You can notice a good butt and notice it. I got caught the other day coming down an escalator.
Staring at a butt?
No, I was telling Mike, I wasn't even trying to. I just glanced over to see how big the line was outside of a lunch spot.
Okay.
There had to be a woman wearing a tank top. Now, as I scanned back, I saw her cleavage, but as she was looking up and taking a bite of her food, she's staring at me, just like, oh, God damn it.
So you weren't even trying to do that. It's just how it worked out.
But it's hard. You know, like, you see them, sometimes somebody gets out of an elevator, and I don't know what my face says, but it clearly says, I just looked at your boobs.
That's what I'm saying.
But you're happy, you're laughing about it. You don't do that with butts.
You are, but the nice thing about butts...
I still feel like a bad guy.
No, I know. We all feel terrible. It's just...
I've been in an elevator with a beautiful woman, okay? And I want to look at all of her. But I will position myself in such a way that as I'm standing behind her, I'm staring at her ass, and she doesn't know. Or maybe she does know, but she's not looking at me. She can't prove it, right? I can't just stare at her boobs, man. Like, I can't just turn around so that we're facing each other and just stare at her boobs. But I can stare at her butt. And it's the only reason why. I mean, because I love both. But just for the purposes of being, well, obviously the creepy human being that I am, I'm going to take ass just because I can stare longer. All the way down the street.
Everybody notices something different on a person. You know,
sure.
So it doesn't matter what sex you are. I mean, you're attracted to what you're attracted to.
Yeah.
And
boobs,
you know,
I mean,
butts.
I still like butts.
Yes. I'm definitely taking that I would always like to be able to see breasts.
Yeah.
That's just the pick.
Says Thrill, you can stare anywhere you want when you got your sunglasses on 24/7. Now, normally that'd be correct, but these aren't quite dark enough to hide it. VD, on the other hand, right? He's got super dark sunglasses.
He doesn't
sunglasses.
Even need glasses.
I mean, they're just...
I wear mine. They're tinted, but they're prescription.
Mine are prescription as well.
Exactly. And I need the glasses.
His are jet black, so I'm pretty sure, like, he'll be talking to me, but it's like, I know he's not looking.
And as Jerry Seinfeld
now
would say, I already have a butt.
Yeah.
And his legs, but, you know, I have a butt. I mean, look, I could look at, I don't know, who... What guy do we know? Ricker. I can look at Ricker's butt instead. You know, whatever, something.
Yeah.
I mean, I can still look at a nice ass. I'm just not attracted to it.
Yeah, I just like...
Some guys have asses, right?
Yeah, I mean, the hips do tell you generally if it's a man or a woman.
A lot of times...
I saw that today on 5th, and I wasn't sure until I drove by.
But sometimes someone's walking towards you, and even though you're facing them, you're like, I know there's a great ass behind this person. Like, I cannot see, but there's just something about it, and I would say 9 times out of 10, correct. So when they walk by, like I said, I can stare at that ass. I have no idea. You're only creepy if you get caught, right? That's the long and short.
Correct.
That's my point. So if I'm staring at your ass, and you don't know I'm staring at your ass, then I'm not creepy. But if I stare at your boobs, well, one, I'm just staring at your boobs, and now I'm creepy guy.
Right.
That's the only reason I'm taking it.
Random, would you rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
I kind of hate that question, though. Hello, Raymond. Welcome to the men's room.
Marijuana madams.
Hola.
Raymond, welcome to the program. Our first ever random would you rather question. This is going to be a difficult one, and I'm just telling you now. For the rest of your life, would you rather only be able to eat food that began with a B or an M? In other words...
You could have biscuits or marmalade?
Yes. You could have meat. You could have barbecue. They both are the same.
Okay.
But not all meat is barbecue.
Correct, correct.
So you got to put that in perspective.
Foods that either begin in B?
The letter B or the letter M for the rest of your life, they're the only ones that you can
eat. Just off the top of my head, I'm trying to think. There's melon.
Meat.
Meat.
Thinking B for beef.
Yeah.
Beef.
Well, see, there's no vegetables technically that really start with M. Where you've got broccoli, you've got Brussels sprouts,
mashed potatoes.
Well, exactly.
Okay. But,
yeah, a green
Ted
vegetable.
Is so you proud of himself
potatoes,
right now.
You can have mashed potatoes. You
can have, that's the only way to
get
that.
That's exactly
I could
right.
have mushy peas.
You could have mushy peas. There you go. Mushy peas.
Melon.
You could have melon.
You could have melted cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But you could not.
You can't just eat cheese, but you could have melted. But you couldn't even eat a grilled
cheese.
Well,
I mean, even with the B, you have broccoli.
Yeah, broccoli and Brussels sprouts. Yes, exactly.
Mussels.
With M, I'm Mussels. Trying to figure out the M part of the vegetable equation, if you so are inclined
marinara
to
marinara sauce.
Well, okay. I mean, yeah.
Well, what but, are you going to put it on?
Tomatoes, tomatoes technically a fruit.
Is there a pasta?
There is no thing with an M, is there?
That's what I'm trying to think of, a green vegetable that begins with M.
Manicotti and marinara. I mean, I got to say, though.
There we go.
In this scenario, I don't think health is what we're thinking about.
No, we're thinking about the better foods that you can eat, but I'm just saying you're eliminating basically green leafy vegetables.
Mozzarella cheese sticks and marinara sauce?
Yep.
Boom! I'm going M.
All right, so what do you think, B or M? For the rest of your life.
I'm going B. I'm going B because I like barbecue, man. I can live on barbecue.
What about people who are saying burritos, burgers, mm-hmm. Butterfingers,
oh,
Big Mac?
I've got a list of foods that start with B. Here's what you'll be able to eat. Bacon.
Ooh.
Bagels, baguettes, baked Alaska, baked beans, baklava, balsamic vinegar, bamboo shoots, banana, banana bread, banana muffin, banana nut crunch cereal, banana pudding, banana splits, barbecue, basil,
basmati rice.
Basmati rice.
Ooh.
Batter for cake, bay leaves.
You can't eat cake, you can just have batter.
Just have the batter.
Well, like I say, batter. For cake.
Bazooka bubble gum, barbecue chips, bean shoots, bean sprouts, beans.
I mean, going back to batter there, can I just have heated up batter?
No, because it becomes cake. Something different.
Yeah, right.
You have to,
yeah.
Right, it's cake at that point. You got to eat batter,
no,
man.
No, it's just heated up batter.
Which is now cake.
I mean, yogurt. You can see, look how that gets there. Bear claw, beech nut, beef jerky.
Oh, bear claws.
Beets, Belgian waffles, bell
you,
peppers.
Homer.
Biscotti, biscuits and gravy.
Ballpark hot dogs.
Black beans, black cherry. Yeah, exactly. Black licorice. If it starts with B, you can eat it. Black tahini, blackberries, blood orange, blue cheese, blueberry muffins, blueberries, boiled eggs, bologna, bok choy, Boston cream pie, bratwurst, bran flakes, Brazil
bran
nuts.
Bran flakes, that's a sell.
Oh, go crazy.
Bread. Breakfast burritos, regular
burrata.
Burritos, brie, brisket, broccoli, brown rice, brownies, bubble gum, bubblicious, buckwheat.
You don't know how to eat buckwheat.
Butter, butterfingers, buttermilk. Now, if you picked M, this is the list. You get M&M's, M&M ice cream, macadamia nuts, macaroni and cheese, macaroni, macaroons, magic shell ice cream topping, mahi mahi.
No ice cream, but you can have
look
the magic shell.
Yes,
malted milk. Well,
you can have Marsupone.
You can have Molly Moons.
Boo.
You can have Molly Moons. Malted milk.
I like to start with brand names.
Yes, you can, because that counts. If it starts with a letter, you can eat it. You got to find your way around this stuff.
McDonald's.
Mango juice. That's right. You could have everything at McDonald's.
Hell yeah.
You know? Where with B, Burger King.
So Bubba do you Gump. Then go to Burger King and like, could you guys just seriously?
You can eat it.
Can you guys get something else on the menu? I can only eat here.
Could you put lasagna on your menu, please?
I'm moving to the south and just going to a Buc-ee's.
Marinara, marshmallows, mayonnaise, mashed potatoes, melon, Mexican cheese, Mexican corn, Mexican everything, milk, milk duds, milkshake, Milky Way, mint chocolate chip ice cream, mint tea, Miracle Whip. You get the idea. I think out of the list, I'm going to go with B on this one.
I'm sticking with M.
I might go M because I feel like there's more Italian options, right?
Mustard, that's tough to pass up.
Mustard, baby.
It's like manicotti and mozzarella, I'm down with
that.
Yeah!
Monterey Jack cheese.
I'm with the caller. I'm going B just for barbecue.
Muffins. Barbecue would be hard for me to give up.
I feel like that's the best way I could keep chicken involved.
Okay,
good call.
I mean, I guess you could have marinated chicken, but I just feel like barbecue chicken wings.
Who's going to pick marinated chicken over barbecue chicken?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
But you can't have a barbecued hot dog. Because it's still just a hot dog.
Right.
I mean, come on. It's just
still a hot dog.
You're just putting air in that one.
I mean, if you smoke it, it's a barbecued hot dog.
Well, that way you could have a brat.
But that would be a smoked.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, brat. I mean, just take a share of
I only eat brats now.
Exactly.
Brat guy.
Random would you rather question, 206-803-ROG.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Daniel, welcome to the program. The first ever random would you rather question. Okay. Since we're talking about food, let's go with this one. Would you rather have lifetime free hamburgers at McDonald's, just the hamburgers, or lifetime chicken from KFC?
I don't think either of them are really that healthy for you.
But they're not.
No, they're not. No, you just get a lifetime of free. Yeah. They're free.
You don't have to go all the
time. It's free. Like, look, if you have a party, you can go get a bag and come back with 25 hamburgers if you want. You come back with three buckets of chicken if you want. It's free. So if you have
a lot. You can do a lot with chicken compared to a hamburger. A hamburger is still just a hamburger. You could make it shaped like other things, but, you know, with the chicken, I mean, you could.
Well, KFC chicken is KFC chicken. There's two types, and they have strips, they have nuggets. They have a variety of them. Just like McDonald's has a variety.
Wings now, too.
Yeah, a variety of hamburgers. But you can either get chicken from Kentucky Fried Chicken or burgers from McDonald's.
To me, I'm taking fried chicken. Yeah, wait for the black guy to say it. But still, to your point, it's versatile. I don't eat it much. But like McDonald's, right? So I'll get McDonald's, and then I eat my McDonald's, and it's fine, but it's done. I feel like with KFC, I never eat all of the chicken at once. You know, so I get stoned a little later. There's still a couple pieces left. Like, to me, that goes a long way. If we get a bucket of KFC, which is once every 4 years, maybe, that bucket just sits on the counter. You grab what you want. Then later at night, kids go to bed. Mm-hmm. I'm eating more chicken. The next morning, I'm like,
yeah, I think McDonald's would work out, though, for convenience.
As far as locations and all that kind of thing. Yeah. I mean, definitely convenience. But for as infrequently as I go to McDonald's for myself or KFC, I'm picking KFC. Absolutely.
God, I'm going McDonald's.
Well, I knew you could pick McDonald's.
Because I can get free hamburgers. I mean, that's to me, that's a golden ticket.
But also
right
for the price point, I feel like KFC is going to be the better deal. Because McDonald's, like, I don't go there.
I wonder why they don't do that Willy Wonka thing where you just do get that golden ticket opportunity if you, you know, a proof of purchase thing at McDonald's.
So, like, for the rest of your life.
Like a Willy Wonka thing, like, you know, like, all right, every year we're giving away five golden tickets. And you can have just free fries, you got to pay for it, drinks, you got to pay, but free hamburgers. And maybe.
I know Subway has one.
Do they?
Well, they have a card that they handed out to rich people.
Well, right, or like celebrity endorsers.
Right, the people that can easily afford to go to
Subway. Does McDonald's even have that? Like, can Michael Jordan just go to McDonald's and get whatever he wants?
Well, maybe when he had the Michael Jordan burger.
Yeah, but not now. I'm saying Michael Jordan's got to pay.
Oh, yeah, he does. That's what I'm saying. This is just for a regular Joe.
Yeah.
A regular Joe, free. And you know what? And they're only for themselves. Mm-hmm. So you can't go and spread.
Spread the wealth there,
so to speak.
Someone just wants to know: are the hamburgers from McDonald's, do they have cheese, or are they just hamburgers?
No, whatever hamburger you want.
Okay,
whatever's on their menu at the time, you're allowed. So, but the McRib is not a hamburger. The fish sandwich is not a hamburger. The chicken sandwich.
Who's
is not
dying
a hamburger.
For a McRib or a fish sandwich?
I'm just saying. I mean, come on. Other options.
Fish sandwich would be dope.
Right. I mean, I got to go with Miles on this one.
You're going McDonald's?
Yes, because other sandwiches aside, their McDouble for whatever reason has just been the same since I was a kid.
All right.
I still enjoy them to this day. I don't eat it often. But when I do, it's nostalgic to me.
And look, every time I eat KFC, it's very good. And then the rest of my night is typically regret.
Yeah.
Because it's so greasy, but it's good.
Yeah.
Sure. You know? Enjoy that moment.
Random, would you rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Oh, Miles, sorry, dude. I guess McDonald's does have a gold card they give to celebrities.
Oh, right. Thanks. I mean, give it to somebody who needs it.
Right.
And? Like a few years ago, they had a program, if you ordered through their app, and their rewards program, you were entered to win one.
Okay. There we go.
Okay. So they did give you the opportunity.
Yeah.
Damn, it's always the app, isn't it?
Everything's
the app.
Oh,
by the way, if you listen to us on the Odyssey app, you're a chance to win 5K a day right here. All you need to do is listen to this radio show or this radio station for 1 hour a day, and you will be entered to win your chance of $5,000 as we fall into 5K a day. All right, it is our random Would You Rather question, 206-803-ROCK. Hello. And these apps.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Brock. First ever random would you rather question. We're going to go with this one. Would you rather be one-legged or one-handed?
Ooh. Before I answer this question, I want to say I really had a great time at your guys' event on Saturday, and I recommend to all of the listeners out there to go to any of their stuff, because you guys are just like you are in person as you are on the radio.
Well, thank you, man.
Ugly and obnoxious.
Yeah, I'm just glad you had a good time. And intoxicated.
And wait a minute, though. Thrill, did you give that little treat to Miles?
Hell no. I told you you wouldn't.
I said, do you think
for 1 minute any of us are going to see that? Hey, I got some stuff for you guys. Or who did you give it to, Steve? I'm like, I'm never seeing that.
That's what I asked for.
I'm never seeing
that. Yeah, I was like, dude, I'll hold it. And then I got really stoned, so thank you.
So one arm missing or one leg missing? What are you taking?
One arm or one leg?
Yep.
I already have a messed up hand, so I think I'd go one arm more than one leg.
What's wrong with your arm?
Oh, you didn't see it?
My hand. I put my
hand. No, because you didn't hand me the weed
years ago.
I didn't have the weed.
What's that? No, I didn't see his hand because he didn't hand me the weed. So what happened to your hand?
Oh, I put it through a table saw years ago. I told you guys that story.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So
left or right?
Just my left hand. It's just that my fingers are just messed up and my grip's a little screwed up. But
yeah, I'm right there with you. I think I got to keep both my legs just for the mobility standpoint of it. And
that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, I love.
What if it's your dominant hand? Right, because I'm left-handed, so I picture losing my right hand. But if they said your dominant hand is the one that goes,
I think you adjust. I think you become you're much more ambidextrous.
You'd never be able to do a scratcher again.
Oh, I can play golf. The problem is golf.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. Like I could have a prosthetic leg and be able to get around the golf course on a cart. But I could not be able to.
I can swing
one-handed, but it just depends on what hand it is.
It was like some big brother, man. It's just a one-handed swing with his golf club, but this guy's hitting it like 300 yards.
Oh, yeah. And you watch these Jamokes.
Oh, practice, yeah. You talk about the guy, like, he's on social media.
Yeah, I just saw a video. So it can be done.
Like, I've seen Freddie Couples and these guys. Some of these guys can just chip with one hand, but they're not hitting the golf ball that far.
Right, right.
They can, but, you know. Yeah. In this case, I'll probably take the leg then.
I'm going to take the legs. I'm just thinking. What do I do?
One, I can only grab. Yeah.
I like to hug my kids. I like to play bass, right? And I don't want to lose those.
Right.
I'd rather just be stumpy. Say, like, kids, come here and give me a hug.
I don't know, man. I think that would be rough, missing a leg.
It would be rough.
But you could have a prosthetic. You can't really have a functioning. I mean, I know they got the claws and all that.
But I couldn't play bass again. You know, I mean, just to, like, you know, ease my mind when I'm watching something crack.
I could be the real killer in The Fugitive.
Yes, you could be the real killer in the future.
Yeah, one arm push-ups, it just doesn't seem. I can't do that. I'm not strong.
I can't do it gangster. Now.
Too much of what I do working involves both my hands, so yeah, I got to keep up my arms.
You know, just all kinds of...
Yeah,
work on board. You could do voice-to-text.
That could.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to find a way around everything if you have to.
I love cooking, but I can't prep.
Sorry, honey. You can't take big dishes out of the oven with one hand. You're not going to get that pan of lasagna without dropping out. You know, because it's going to be hot.
It's like forever.
There's a DiGiorno on the floor. You know, you're eating off the floor.
I really want one-armed head chef, the Ted Nugent, just shouting in the kitchen.
You'd be crawling around like David Hasselhoff, drunk, eating off the floor with one hand.
These potatoes aren't Juliet.
You know, somebody makes a good point. If I have one arm and Rick Allen ever leaves Def Leppard, maybe I could audition.
He'd be a good person to talk to.
He's a one-armed drummer.
Yeah.
Think about
hurt,
that.
Yeah. Man, only having one arm really hurt my swimming.
Well, you would drown.
You would
swim in a circle.
Yeah.
Come on.
More of the random Would You Rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.